My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Happy Red Friday to you and yours. The Kansas City Chiefs have started the year off 1-0 after an exciting, thrilling win the last night against the Baltimore Ravens. We have you covered football-wise here on The Drive. We also are going to talk about the Royals. We're going to talk some baseball. Josh Vernier set to join us in an hour. I know that it is the start of football season. Trust me, we are excited about it here at The Drive, but baseball season is not over. The Royals are still heading to the postseason. We intend on covering them on The Drive. We're also going to talk a little bit of college football. Now, Missouri, they play Buffalo this weekend. I don't think we'll spend too much time talking about the Tigers, but KU goes on the road to play a Power 5 team. They play Illinois. K-State goes on the road to play Tulane. Tulane beat K-State in Manhattan just a couple of seasons ago. They're a 9-point favorite in that one. So we'll talk a little NFL. We'll talk some baseball. We'll talk some college football. We'll have some fun. We are appreciative of you being here with us on this wonderful Friday on The Drive. Special thanks to you guys for being part of the show today. We will get to the Chiefs here coming up in a bit. But before we do that, take it away, Rob.
It's time on The Drive, Carrington. Dial me up right now, 913-586-7965. Call number 6 wins a pizza from our friends over at Pizza Tasio. Pizza Tasio is Kansas City's best New York-style pizza, and they have taken over the town. They got locations all around the city in Waldo, Belton, North KC, OP, and Midtown. They have a killer selection of craft and local beer, plus unique wine. So whether you're having some sort of watch party for the weekend, you want a whole pie, or you just happen to about want a slice, be sure to visit them now at pizzatasio.com. That's pizza, T-A-S-C-I-O.com.
I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. I also need you to tell one friend. I don't need you to tell two friends that if you are excited about football, then the best place to be with us is right here on 96.5 The Fan. This is where I would like to start. One point to me seems very simple, so we're not going to spend a lot of time on that. The Kansas City Chiefs are simply just better than the Baltimore Ravens. I listened to a couple of podcasts. I listened to my dear friend, my brother, Danny Parkins, earlier today on Breakfast Ball. Highly encourage you to listen to it. And I hear all of these different takes and scenarios and what ifs and hypotheticals. And you guys know that we are about that on this show. We'll get into the what ifs and the hypotheticals. I think Baltimore had a chance to win this game. The Chiefs could have potentially blown them out. We'll go through the scenario. You guys know how we operate on this show. But we can't move forward without acknowledging that the Chiefs are just better than the Ravens. Some of you might be asking the question, well, Carrington, how do you know? We just started the season. Well, let me tell you. Over the last 20 games, The Ravens are 15-3 against every other team in the National Football League. The Ravens are not a good team. They are a great team, led by a great quarterback, great offensive skill position players, a great head coach. There's a lot of positives about the Ravens. They are 0-2 against the Kansas City Chiefs. 0-2. And they have been two drastically different games. Chiefs couldn't score in the second half of the first time. The Chiefs could score in the second half of this one. These two game scripts played out entirely different from the first game to the second game. It did not matter. The Chiefs are better than the Ravens. Now, will they be better than them in January? We'll see. Let's see how the season plays itself out. But we at least have to acknowledge the very obvious truth of what I'm saying is the Chiefs are just better than that team. There are some teams that match up well against the Chiefs. The Ravens don't seem to be one of those teams. That's number one. Now, the second point that I want to make to kick off today's show is this. I think we saw a glimpse into what the future of the Chiefs offense could potentially look like. Yesterday, in the middle of our show, we got breaking news that the Chiefs signed Noah Gray to a contract extension. And Rob was kind of scratching his head a little bit. Why would they do that? I think that Noah Gray has proven himself to be a capable depth and role player for this team. Yesterday, you did not see the Chiefs offense that was heavily reliant on Travis Kelce, who is the greatest tight end that we have ever seen. You saw a team that did it a bunch of different ways. You saw them give it to Isaiah Pacheco, who scored a touchdown yesterday. You saw the end around and the speed to Xavier Worthy, who scored a touchdown yesterday in the run game. Rashee Rice yesterday, 7 catches, 103 yards. Xavier Worthy had 50 yards receiving and a touchdown. You saw a Chiefs team that did it a multitude of ways. What I mean is a look into the future. I don't know if this offense needs Travis Kelce to be a superhero anymore because of the depth of weapons that they have yesterday. I think the Chiefs left a lot of points on the board and a lot of meat on the bone yesterday. I think both teams are able to go to their respective corners and say, there's a lot of things that we can work on. If you're Baltimore, we had a chance to win that game late. We missed the late touchdown pass to Zay Flowers. And then Isaiah Likely, if he wore a size 11 as opposed to a size 13, maybe we get the two-point conversion and we win this game. We're fine. If you're Kansas City, you felt like you left some mistakes on the board. If you clean that up, you're back to being in the same destination that you've been at three of the last four seasons. Both teams should feel good today. But if you're Kansas City, you should feel even better because you look at your offense and you have built an offense over the course of the last couple of months where you don't need Travis Kelce to go out there and have 8 catches for 120 yards and 2 touchdowns in order for you to score 27 points the way that you did. They did not have that capability last year. Travis Kelce was not great yesterday. He had 3 catches for 34 yards, had 1 catch go for 23 yards, didn't get in the end zone yesterday. He was fine. But yesterday was about Rashee Rice. Yesterday was about Xavier Worthy. Yesterday was about Isaiah Pacheco. Yesterday was about Noah Gray, who I thought played well yesterday. It was about the others and what I think this full offense could be. They don't even have who we thought could have been their number two wide receiver in Hollywood Brown, a guy who has a 1,000-yard season under his belt. We get the opportunity watching football to see a lot of fast players, right? We've seen a lot of fast players over the course of time. Xavier Worthy's speed, it stood out yesterday on a field full of fast people. When he got that end around and scored that first touchdown to tie the game up at 7 apiece, I imagine you and I had the same exact response. Wow. That is something that their offense did not have last season or the season before. For all the players that we throw out as the gadget player, the jet sweep player, that Mecole Hardman jet sweep doesn't really work like I just saw the Xavier Worthy jet sweep just work. Kadarius Toney does not have a single explosive offensive play like the one I just saw from Xavier Worthy. That is not in his bag. Xavier Worthy has more touchdowns in the regular season than Sky Moore, and he just got here a week ago. They have not had that in their bag. That is a club that they have been unable to pull out at any point over the last two seasons. That's scary. It should be scary for the rest of the NFL that you have now given Patrick Mahomes what we believe to be a full complement of weapons. If you're telling me that he doesn't need Travis Kelce to be a 1,300-yard guy, that Kelce can fill in, and that Rashee Rice can be your 1,100-yard receiver this year, Xavier Worthy can give you 700 yards, Kelce chips in with 800, 850, 900 yards this year. We'll see what you get from Hollywood Brown. That is a complete offense that is going to be very, very difficult to stop as they continue to gain experience, as they continue to gain continuity, and it is only up from here. So as a Chiefs fan, you should feel really encouraged yesterday that I don't think the 2018 Chiefs offense is back. That's one of the best 10 offenses in the history of the league. But it feels like they have some characteristics from some of those teams. Those Chiefs teams have the ability to score from anywhere on the field with a quick pop play that could flip the field. You got to have those kind of players. That's not what Mecole Hardman is. That's not what Juju Smith-Schuster is. As much as you wanted Kadarius Toney to be that guy, that's not who he is. That's who Xavier Worthy is. And you saw that in a very limited sample yesterday. He touched the ball three times and scored twice. They didn't have that last year. So it was an exciting game. It was a great start to the NFL season. I'm excited to see how this offense grows over the course of the next couple of weeks with the pieces that they have. I thought Mahomes looked very comfortable yesterday. We'll talk about Kingsley Suamataia at left tackle, as I thought he performed very well in his first start going up against one of the better pass rushes and defensive lines in the NFL. We saw two of the best teams in the league go at it yesterday and play an exciting game. But one thing just has to remain true in this thing, and we've known it. If the Ravens want to get to where they go, they got to get past Kansas City. And even though these two teams feel close, there are some small differences in these two teams that cause the ending of it to be the same. They have played six times over the course of the last 6 years. The Ravens have won one of those matchups. The Ravens are 15-3 in their last 20 games against everybody else. They are 0-2 against the Kansas City Chiefs. Until the Ravens can figure out a way to beat the team that resides at One Arrowhead Drive, they are simply just spinning their wheels. We'll talk more about that coming up on the other side and what I think the biggest difference between these two teams is, and I don't think it's just the quarterback position. I'll explain. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Let's talk about the Ravens here in a lot of different ways. The Chiefs beat the Ravens straight up. The Ravens also helped contribute to their own demise yesterday. And we'll get to that in a bit. I like the Ravens. I think they are a fun, physical team. Lamar is exciting to watch, run around. They've got great pieces. They're fun. Man, the Ravens do a lot of talking for a team that has won nada and never beaten the Chiefs in a game that really matters. Exhibition number one, Roquan Smith. One of the better linebackers in the national NFL, right? Well, Roquan Smith yesterday after the game, he had a press conference. This is usually when, you know what? You should sit down, be humble. That's not the Ravens' way. He calls out Peyton Hendershot. Listen to this.
Oh, he flopped. He flopped. That's why the referees didn't call it. It was a great call, no call by the ref. But whoever 88 is, I don't know who he is, but... He better watch himself.
He did
a little slick push.
Was there somebody on the sideline that pushed you as well?
Yeah, whoever number 88 is. I have no idea who he is, but I'll see him when I see him.
Bro, you getting tough with Peyton Hendershot, bro? That's who you're getting tough with, Roquan? I thought Baltimore was very undisciplined yesterday in a lot of different ways. I don't know what Ronnie Stanley was doing. They had the sliders on illegal formation turned all the way up yesterday. Ronnie Stanley, they've communicated to you, get up on the line of scrimmage. You kept playing way off of the ball, and they told you this was a point of emphasis, and they emphasized it, and they made you the example. Now, around the NFL today, they are using you. Hey, let's not do what the Baltimore left tackle did. We can't start drives this way. I thought they were incredibly undisciplined yesterday. There were at least two separate instances that I think a late hit should have been called on Baltimore. The first one, Patrick Mahomes is noticeably out of bounds. I thought three or four steps out of bounds. Now, I would say I'm much more liberal with the tackle rules than a lot of you are. I think it's football, and you have signed up for a certain measure of violence and physicality that we are too overprotective when it comes to player safety. You should be allowed to hit each other in football, and sometimes helmets are going to collide. Sometimes guys are going to run into each other. That's just the sport. But we all know when something is egregious. Patrick Mahomes is 2-3 steps clearly out of bounds, clearly gave himself up, and you pushed him down. Peyton Hendershot, Chris Jones, Trey Smith, whomever. If you push my quarterback when he's that far out of bounds, there's going to be some commotion on the sideline. If anything, if I'm Peyton Hendershot and I just got here a couple weeks ago and Patrick Mahomes doesn't really know my name, you know what I want to do if I'm Peyton? I want to show the quarterback that I'm down. I want to show the quarterback that I got your back. Roquan, you get no stripes off trying to push the fourth, fifth tight end on this roster who just got here a week ago, bruh. I don't even know who Peyton Hendershot is. I mean, I know who he is. I know how they acquired him. I don't know who he is, though. I've never seen him before. I don't know what college he went to. You get no credit getting into a physical altercation. I'm going to see you again. I don't know if that man going to be on the team the next time you guys play each other. If you felt that strongly about it, you should have done something on the sideline. He was right there. I hate when football players act like they're ready to throw hands. No, you're not. Because if you were ready to throw hands, you would have thrown it when he pushed you on the sideline. You would have done something. And not when you were standing in front of Nate Taylor in street clothes. That was not the time to handle that scenario with the Chiefs' fifth tight end on their roster who got here 10 days ago off waivers. That was not the time to do that. So that's one example of the Ravens just always yapping. They love to talk, 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 talk. It wasn't just the defense. It was the offense, too. Now, I love Lamar. I really do. Lamar, my brother, you're wrong. Listen to this.
I thought it was a touchdown. I still think it's a touchdown.
What? I still think it was a touchdown. You couldn't have seen the play. There's no chance you saw the play at the end of the game. There's no chance. That's not a touchdown. In any league, college, high school, NFL, peewee, XFL, he's out of bounds. I'm sorry he's out of bounds, but those be the rules. Get better on the sideline. Go talk to Chris Carter. Learn how to keep your 2 feet in bounds. You're out of bounds. You still think it was a touchdown. You didn't see it. I know we live in a society right now where we feel like we can just make up the rules and anything. No, there's video proof. I see you. You can't tell me I didn't see what I saw. I saw it. He caught the ball. Yeah, he did. And then when he came down, his foot landed out of bounds. That's incomplete. It's not even close. Sometimes it's like, I don't know. No, that would seem pretty clear as day. He's out of bounds. Lamar, what are you talking about? You're wrong. Always yapping. That's what the Ravens do. Let me play one more yapper for you guys. They hit the yap trifecta. Roquan Smith, Lamar, and then Isaiah Likely. Now, we will probably talk about this later on in the show. Are we sure that Mark Andrews is the starting tight end for the Baltimore Ravens? Because some of you drafted him in fantasy. I had him yesterday in a parlay, and I realized in the first 5 minutes to go ahead and light that money on fire. Because Isaiah Likely yesterday, he was on the field, they were throwing to him, and even when they did throw to Mark Andrews, he just looked slow. Mark Andrews looked old yesterday. Isaiah Likely looked young and vibrant and exuberant. That is not the energy I got yesterday from Mark Andrews. Mark Andrews looked like a man who was cooked. I mean, well done is what he looked like to me. So they interviewed Isaiah Likely. Yeah, he had 100 yards in the game. He was good. He was really good yesterday. Here's what he said. Listen to this.
This is probably the worst game we're going to play all year. So if this is the best that they got, I mean, good luck in the postseason.
Hold on. Did Isaiah Likely just tell the Kansas City Chiefs good luck in the postseason? I would get this if this was Ja'Marr Chase. I really would. I would get it if it was T. Higgins or Joe Burrow. Hey, you know what? We're going to see these guys down the line. I haven't had enough. We've won here in Arrowhead before. We feel like we can win here again. Isaiah Likely told the Kansas City Chiefs good luck in the postseason. They don't need your luck, brother. Always yapping. That's what I saw. I saw a lot of yapping yesterday from the Ravens and not enough action yesterday. They had chances, they had opportunities to win that game, and they let it slip through their fingers the same way they did in the AFC Championship game. The Chiefs beat the Ravens. So this is not me saying, the Chiefs beat the Ravens. The Ravens certainly helped in their own demise yesterday. They absolutely did. So speaking of yapping, Rob, you went and you listened to 105.7 The Fan out in Baltimore. We love to listen to what the other people have to say. We are the winners. They are the losers. We love hearing what the losers have to say. Let's go to Baltimore 105.7 The Fan, shall we? Let's hear what the first caller has to say. He's giving the Ravens a moral victory.
Think about it. One complete pass away from a totally different mindset today. Even if we had tied it and still lost, totally different story. But really proud of our team. We fought through a lot of different adversity with the O-line. I mean, they're not doing real good. It's obvious. But, you know, look, I know, Rob, you were a little different on this, but I'm glad we took them on week one, man. I think it makes it easier the rest of the way.
Coping mechanisms is what it sounds like to me. Yes, you were one play away.
By the way, that's the most Baltimore accent I've ever... The O-line did real bad.
Nah, he didn't say two. You know how they say two.
He didn't say two, you're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, he didn't say that. Who's that guy on the Chiefs number 22? That's how they say it. But nah, it just... Baltimore. Check your own videos. You'll always be number two. So that's one caller. Hey, man, I'm happy we got that loss out of the way early, you know? That's all they do is lose to Kansas City. They've played six times. You've lost five of them. The only reason the Ravens won the one time was because of the second half fumble from Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Let's hear what more Baltimore callers have to say, shall we? Let's go back to 105.7 The Fan. And a caller thinks that even though the Chiefs won yesterday against his team, he thinks that yesterday could have been the demise of the Chiefs.
And speaking of end, we could be seeing the end of the Chiefs' time. This has been the Chiefs' time. This could be our time. We just need to keep that explosive play up that we had last night, and we should be all right at the end of the season.
Thank you, Greg.
Chiefs ain't going nowhere, man.
I think they're fine, too.
Chiefs ain't going nowhere.
They got 15, they fine.
Reports of their demise are premature.
Greatly exact.
Yo, how could you watch the Chiefs yesterday and be like, man, I don't know, man. Feels like the end. They just beat your team. What are you talking about? Did you see the quarterback? Did you see the new toy that they have in Xavier Worthy? He touched the ball three times. He scored on two of them. I think we could have saw the demise of the Chiefs. He could have been talking about the Kansas City Chiefs. There's got to be another Chiefs that played yesterday. Maybe there's a minor league baseball team called the Chiefs. Maybe there was some Mac football that we... He couldn't have been watching the same game I was watching if he came away with that conclusion of yesterday could have been the demise of the Chiefs. It looked like the same Chiefs team that I've been watching for the last 5 to 6 years. They scored a lot of points. Their defense got stopped when they needed to. There were some things that they need to clean up. And at the end, for whatever reason, man, it just works. You know, it just works for the Kansas City Chiefs. It would suck to cheer against this team. They just always find a way. Mahomes is always going to make a play. At the end of the game, that ball could have been intercepted. Got batted up straight in the air. If Mahomes doesn't catch it, it gets intercepted. Or if it hits the ground, it then stops the clock and gives you more time. Of course Patrick Mahomes makes the play. Of course you take away 45, 50 seconds at the end of the game because Mahomes made that play. It's got to be annoying to cheer against that team. I want to play one more cut for you guys. We'll also read your text, 913-586-7965. We're talking about the Chiefs' win yesterday against the Baltimore Ravens. Vern is going to join us coming up in 30 minutes. Here is Mike Preston of the Baltimore Sun. He, like me, tired of Roquan Smith.
Roquan, stop the cheap shots, man. I'm tired of seeing that. It's been like that for a year and a half. Just play the game. What you did to Mahomes, it was cheap. You can't tell me that guy's 2-3 yards out of bounds and you're pulling on him and whatever. Cheap shot. Cut the crap, man. Just play the game.
There is one play in the game that I have not heard people talk about today that ended up being a big play for the Kansas City Chiefs. Rob, it was 2nd and 10 from the Kansas City 30. It is 4:14 left in the fourth quarter. It is a close ball game. The Chiefs are up 27-20, trying to put some more points on the board to put this game on ice. You know that the Ravens have to get off the field And if they get this stop, they'll get the ball with the chance to win. Or if the Chiefs score on this drive, they win the game. It's 2nd and 10. Patrick Mahomes scrambles for 19 yards. They're about to move the chains. Oh, wait, there is a penalty. It is offensive holding. So now it could be either 3rd and 10 or 2nd and 20 from the Kansas City 20-yard line with 4 minutes left. Well, you know what? It then becomes an offsetting penalty because the Ravens hit Patrick Mahomes when he was out of bounds. That was the last unnecessary roughness penalty where the guy, I actually think he should be fined for the hit. I thought he hit Mahomes pretty low there and hit him below the knees in a way that the league has told me that we are trying to keep players safe and quarterback safety is paramount. You should not be able to hit players in the NFL the way that Williams hit Patrick Mahomes when he is running toward the sideline, as he is clearly giving himself up. We've seen a lot of Mahomes outside of that game against the Tennessee Titans. He ain't really looking to initiate contact when he gets past the line of scrimmage. He is looking to get as many yards as I can and either get down or get out of bounds. He is giving himself up, and the Ravens player hits him around the ankle. It could have been bad for the Kansas City Chiefs, but he pops back up. It's no problem. It is offsetting penalties. So what could have been, Rob, it could have been 2nd and 20 with 4 minutes left. It could have been 3rd and 10 with 4 minutes left. It is now 2nd and 10 due to offset penalties. Guess what happens the next play? The Chiefs get a first down. And now you get a reset of downs. Now the Ravens do force a punt, but what could have been 3rd and 10 with 4:06 to play, what could have been 2nd and 20 with 4:06 to play, Rob, the next time that the Ravens get the ball, it is 1:50 left in the clock. You want to talk about the biggest penalty of the game yesterday and a chunk of time that really hurt the Baltimore Ravens. Now, maybe the Ravens still get a first down on that play. Who knows? Or the Chiefs get a first down. Who knows how the game plays itself out? But that penalty, in a real time sense, it cost them 3 minutes. A silly, stupid, undisciplined penalty that you can't have happen. It's hard enough to beat Kansas City. You got to get a lot of things to go right in order to beat Kansas City. It's even harder when you beat yourself by committing a serious mental error the way that they did yesterday. There's some physical things that are going to happen, right? You're going to get a false start at some point. There's going to be a hold. And then there are just mental errors where you are just over-aggressive making a play and you end up making a decision that hurts everybody else on the team. I've not heard many people talk about this time and this stretch in the game, but from when the penalty happened to 4:04, which would have set up, I mean, it would have set up a 2nd and 20 or a 3rd and 10, the Ravens don't get the ball for another 2 minutes and 45 seconds. It's after the 2 minute warning. They only have, they have no timeouts afterwards, and they ended up needing all of those seconds at the end of the game to try to put a drive together to go either win or tie the game.
I mean, it was the theme of the game from the Ravens. They just seemed undisciplined, which is out of character for a team we think is well coached. Like, I'm not as high on John Harbaugh as Barber is. Barber thinks he's one of the best coaches in the league. I think he's very, very good. But when you've been at a place as long as he has and you've had the success he's had, you tend to have a culture and a system. And I even heard Collinsworth on the broadcast last night mention that, you know, John Harbaugh likes his, you know, locker room polices itself. Man, there was a lot of dirty or quasi-dirty or, you know, just undisciplined football happening from everyone. Roquan Smith, that's a late hit. I don't know what he's talking about in that cut earlier. He's like, oh, he flopped. Man, you hit him when he got past the white. That's a flag. The one you're talking about, you had a chance probably to win the game with an extra 40 seconds, but a late hit at his feet, that's an obvious flag. There was a roughing the passer where I forget who it was. I think it was Uday, their outside linebacker, was complaining, but you hit Mahomes beneath the knee. That's a roughing the passer all day. John Harbaugh didn't have a great game because he multiple times called timeout on defense for reasons I didn't tend to understand. It felt like they were, it didn't seem very Raven-like last night. And listen, the Chiefs took advantage, and it's good for the Chiefs, party on Wayne, but it just, every part of the Ravens felt not like a regular Ravens team, because that's not the level of discipline we see from a team like that.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, Rob and I are going to give you a winning parlay this week. I guess maybe a better way to tease it is I'm going to give you a winning bet. I'm not sure if Rob is going to give you a winning bet. Last week, we did a parlay. I gave you a winner. What did Rob do? Rob bet on his Kansas Jayhawks to score 70 points, and of course they didn't. And Rob's like, well, I don't know. I did my research. I'm here to help you win money, and Rob is here to sabotage you. That is how this thing works. Coming up in about 25 minutes, we'll be joined by Josh Vernier to get you ready for tonight's game against the Minnesota Twins. I do want to put one conversation to rest, Rob. The conversation about number two corner, at least who it is on the team. Now, if they have the right number two corner, I guess we'll see over time. But at least the conversation about who the number two corner is on this team, that conversation is over. There were four defensive players that played every snap yesterday. Justin Reed, Nick Bolton, Brian Cook, and Trent McDuffie. They played 80 defensive snaps yesterday. That's a lot of time to be on the field yesterday. You want to know who is next in defensive snaps for this team? This player played in 77 snaps. That is good for 96% of their offense. It was Jalen Watson yesterday. Joshua Williams, the other corner, he played in 32 snaps. That's good for 40%. Jalen Watson played in 30 more snaps than what you saw Joshua Williams did yesterday. The conversation is over on who their number two corner is, at least who they think their number two corner is. Watson didn't come off the field yesterday. If you come off the field for three snaps out of 80, you are the team's number two corner. So we looked at a couple of position battles and, I guess, question marks about this team. We at least know what the Chiefs think their answer is. The Chiefs have a rookie left tackle. I thought he fared very well yesterday in how he performed in his first live action against a team that has a pretty stout defense. We saw Xavier Worthy, a rookie who performed incredibly well and answered a lot of questions about that wide receiver room. And if you were wondering who the number two corner was going to be after Trent McDuffie, how they were going to use and what the rotation was going to be, you know what we say on this show. They can say what they say. The snap count tells us how they really feel. Trent McDuffie played in 100% of the snaps. Jalen Watson played in 96% of the snaps. Joshua Williams played in 40% of the snaps. And then everybody else just kind of got in how they fit in after that.
Not only did he play baseball the snaps, he had a couple important plays. Like, there were multiple times Lamar Jackson's running around early in the game, and he tackles him. Like, we don't talk much about cornerback tackling on this show, because why would we? But he made important tackles. And that play he made where he swatted the ball away from Zay Flowers, I don't know if Zay Flowers scores on that play, and I obviously not the same importance of, you know, the, you know, L'Jarius Sneed play against Zay Flowers last year. I'm not saying it's one for one, but if Zay Flowers catches that ball that Jalen Watson swats away, this game might be a lot different. And we talked all offseason, who's going to fill in for Sneed? Who's going to fill in for Sneed? Man, it looked like Jalen Watson was that guy. And maybe the Chiefs were right when they said he was playing the fourth quarter preseason games just to knock the rust off, because he looked good last night. He has a big test next week, but he looked good last night.
Coming up on the other side, I will give you a pick. Rob will give you a pick. We will give you a winning parlay. We are off to an 0-1 start, but you know what? We will survive. I am in the business of trying to help you guys win money. We will do that coming up on the other side. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we're going to talk a little bit of baseball with our guy, Josh Vernier. He is the Royals insider. The Royals have a very important home series this weekend against the Minnesota Twins. Hopefully you get an opportunity to head out to the ballpark to watch the boys in blue take on the Minnesota Twins. All right, we'll get back to Chiefs and Ravens here in a bit, but this show is about helping people. Rex Hudler, my dear friend, has told me that it is about people. Everything we do is about the people. So Rob and I this year want to put together a two-leg parlay every Friday in both the college ranks and also the NFL ranks to help you win a little bit of money. Now, last week, I did what I was supposed to do. Rob did not do what he was supposed to do. But you know what? We have gotten back on the same page. We are simpatico. We plan on winning you guys money over the course of the season. Sprinkle in your own action if you would like. Please bet responsibly. Hit me, Rob. Rob, for my first college pick, I'm going to give you for our two-leg parlay, I am going to give you Syracuse. I am going to take them on the money line. They play Georgia Tech. I think people have completely overvalued Georgia Tech because they beat Florida State in a game that we were all paying attention to. This is still a conference game on the road, and I don't think people know this. Syracuse, I think, is going to be pretty decent this year. They got Kyle McCord. You might remember him. He was a starting quarterback last year at Ohio State. They played really well in their first game of the season against Ohio. They're at home. You're going to give me plus money and a home dog in a conference game. I'll take it. I'm going to take Syracuse plus 124 as my one leg of the parlay.
I'm going to go for the biggest game of the weekend, Carrington, 11 a.m. Big noon kickoff at the Big House. I'm taking Texas minus 7.5. You know what I know Michigan can't do? Score. Michigan, you know what I don't believe they have? A quarterback. They're starting a former walk-on against a college football playoff quality opponent. And if Texas is the Texas they say they are, and last year, you know what? They were a playoff team, and they look like a playoff team this year. They should go up there, and they should handle business. I think Michigan is down. I like Texas minus the 7.5 on the road at the Big House. If you parlay that Syracuse money line, Texas minus 7.5 over on our friends at FanDuel, plus 328, Carrington, plus 328 for the college football drive parlay.
You know what? I actually don't mind that. All right, let's go to the NFL here. Let me give you one NFL bet that I like this week. Carolina plus the 4. I think that Carolina is going to be significantly improved from last year. I think there's a chance that Dennis Allen, the Saints coach, is the first coach fired this season. You're going to give me the Panthers plus 4 in this game. I think the Panthers have a chance to win outright, but let me play it a little bit safe. I'm going to take the Panthers to keep this game close late. Give me the Panthers plus 4. That is going to be my addition to the parlay.
I'm going to take a bet that I know you like. I like the Cardinals plus 6.5 against the Bills.
I actually like the Cardinals to win that game straight
up. There you go.
I actually think that's going to be, you know, every year in week one, there's that, huh? What? I think that's the Cardinals. I think the Cardinals are going into Buffalo on Sunday and leaving with the W.
The Bills also the last couple of years have kind of stumbled out the gates. They have not come out hot. Remember the one year they battled to the end with Pittsburgh? Like, Buffalo is not a team that runs out the gate leading with their hair on fire. I think Marvin Harrison Jr. has a chance to be a star in this league. It's too bad that Offensive Player of the Year is already locked up by Caleb Williams, and that Marvin Harrison Jr. can't win it because he plays wide receiver. But Marvin Harrison plus Kyler Murray could be a very, very fun combination. And I'm getting basically a touchdown? Come on now. So, Cardinals plus 6.5, Panthers plus the 4. Play that on our friends at FanDuel. Plus 274, Carrington.
I don't mind that.
Plus 274 for the Drive's NFL parlay.
All right, so just want to give you guys a couple of help. Before we move on, let me repeat it here so everybody's good. I have Syracuse on the money line. Rob, what do you have? What are the odds for that?
I have Texas minus 7.5, and it is plus 309.
I'm also going to take the Carolina Panthers to cover their 4 points this weekend. That's my leg. What's your leg?
I have the Cardinals plus 6.5 against the Buffalo Bills. Play those together, and it's plus 279.
All right, so hopefully we helped you out there. Hopefully we helped you win a little bit of money. We'll get to Royals baseball coming up here in 10 minutes. Our guy, Josh Vernier, is going to join us on the show. You're listening to The Drive here on 96.5 The Fan. Is this a premature thought? For, I would say, you know, I think it's a little bit different with Tyreek Hill. You can say it was a 1A, 1B situation, two elite Hall of Fame level players. So I don't know if they had a one in that sense because I think they had two ones. But I think the perception on this team certainly is that Travis Kelce is the number one passing option on this team. Is it overreaction Monday, even though it's a Friday? Is it a hot take, Rob, to come away with my biggest conclusion from the game is is that Travis Kelce is not their number one pass catching option anymore, that it is Rashee Rice. How they featured Rashee Rice yesterday, the amount of targets that he got yesterday, the amount of volume that he got yesterday, it felt like he was their number one option and everybody else was just a complimentary piece to who he is. I don't know if this stance would be controversial. Maybe it's not controversial that I feel this way. I don't feel like this stance would have been considered controversial if Rashee Rice had had a normal offseason. But the fact that his offseason was so noisy, and anytime we discussed him, it was under the guise of him being in trouble off the field and is he going to play, that I think it took away from the fact of last year, he was the best rookie wide receiver in the AFC. And there were some really good rookie wide receivers last year in the AFC. You saw one of them yesterday in Zay Flowers. Rashee Rice was the best rookie wide receiver in the AFC and the best rookie wide receiver this side of Puka Nacua, who just had a phenomenal year. Like, he didn't just have a great rookie season. He had a great season, period, last year. Is it an overreaction Monday take? Is it a hot take to come away with the conclusion of, hey, the torch has kind of been passed a little bit, and this is what you kind of want? You've got an older player who is clearly on the end of his career, not calling him washed. We've had that conversation last year. It's not what I'm saying in this one is, but a guy who clearly is at the end of his career, where you've got a guy who is in his second year that looks like a legitimate number one wide receiver, a guy that looks like he can be a 1,000-yard, 1,100-yard wide receiver. Is it a hot take to think that Rashee Rice is now the Chiefs' number one pass-catching option?
I don't think it's a hot take at all, because I think for the Chiefs to go to the place they want to go this season and the highest of highs, I think they need that to be the case. Like, Carrington, it was honestly astonishing and, like, something that we will talk about for a long time to come, but Travis Kelce went from regular-looking by his own standards of the regular season to superhuman in the postseason. And we have credited the fact that he just took week 18 off. He said, I don't care about 1,000 yards. I need to get my body right. And then for the next four games, he was wow level of good. I think when you're 35 years old and you play tight end, you kind of got to massage the minutes and massage the usage a little bit. And if the Chiefs want him to be at his best in December, January, and February, you need to have someone else step up in September, October, November. And the obvious pick is Rashee Rice. So I don't think it's a hot take. Because I think if you strapped Andy Reid up to a polygraph and said, hey, who do you want to be your number one wideout this year, especially early in the season, he would say Rashee Rice. Because if it means less mileage on Travis Kelce, I think that's better for Travis Kelce come playoff time. And we know that's money time for the Chiefs.
You guys let me know what you think. 913-586-7965. My overreaction Monday take following the game is that the Chiefs just have a number one pass catching option. And that option is now turned into Rashee Rice. He looked really, really good yesterday. And when it was a big play and the Chiefs needed to move the chains, usually you are expecting Travis Kelce to be the one to make that play. That's not who it was yesterday. When the Chiefs needed a big down, when they needed someone to move the sticks, that person was Rashee Rice a majority of the time yesterday. Coming up on the other side, we'll switch gears for just a little bit. Let's talk baseball with Josh Vernier. The Royals are still in town. They are still in the third wild card spot, and they are playing the team that is in the second wild card spot. That's coming up. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.